Our tubes players blow air through, with mouthpieces, reeds, or holes to blow over, and buttons to push to.
Hi, I'm Vincent, the little purple cyclops from the Nerks. We Nerks are a bunch of diverse, quirky creatures that all have one thing in common. We love music. Welcome to our musical series, Meet the Instruments, where we'll get to meet and hear a new musical instrument every episode. Each of us Nerks has teamed up with a professional musician that has agreed to teach us all about their musical instrument. And we each get to play a fun duet with our teacher at the end of each episode. At the end of the series, we'll all come together, professional musicians and Nerks, to perform an exciting orchestral piece with all of the instruments playing together. It's going to be so much fun. Are you ready to meet some instruments? Let's go! My good friend, Mischievous, the singing siren extraordinaire, has been learning to play the melodious flute. Mischievous also likes to sing everything she says, just so you know. Let's welcome her and her new flute teacher.
Hi, Vincent. This is Liberty Brulee, a fabulously fantastic flute and piccolo player.
Hi, Liberty.
Hi, Vincent.
Welcome to Meet the Instruments. How long have you been playing the flute?
I've been playing the flute for 37 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
I know.
Would you please show us your flute?
Sure, here it is.
Ooh, it's so pretty.
Thank you, I think so too.
Liberty's flute is a shiny silver cylinder that is about 26 inches long. It has lots of round buttons that she can place each of her fingers upon. She holds it out to the side and blows over an open hole to play beautiful music.
But, Liberty, I'm confused. Flutes are called woodwind instruments, but yours doesn't look like it's made of wood. Can you tell us why a flute is called a woodwind?
Well, it's true. It's made of metal now. It used to be made of wood, but then they realized that if it was wood, it was very quiet, and it really wouldn't sound through the whole orchestra or band, so they made it out of silver to make it brighter. But they kept the piccolo wood, because it's already very, very bright.
So that's a smaller version of a flute, huh?
Right, a piccolo just means little, so it's a little flute.
It's so cute.
Why did you pick the flute as the instrument you wanted to learn to play?
Well, when I was a little girl, I went and saw a man named Jean-Pierre Rampal in a recital. And I was so impressed with his playing that I went up to him afterwards and I said, Mr. Rampal, how do I get to be as good at flute as you? And you know what he said, Vincent?
What did he say?
Eat your broccoli.
Broccoli?
Broccoli.
Really?
Well, and a lot of practice, but mostly the broccoli.
Huh. How do you make a sound on a flute?
Well, it's very interesting. It's different than all the other instruments. All the other instruments blow in. If I tried blowing into the instrument, it would sound like this. No one wants to hear that. So what I need to do is I blow across the instrument. I get 50% of my air into the instrument and 50% out. Really splitting my air right on this edge right here, like this. Maybe you've done something like that with a soda bottle, like this. I take the same thing and I blow across, because again, if I blew into it, nothing would happen. If I blow across,
that's so cool. I'm gonna try.
Very good, Vincent.
Is a flute a high sounding or low sounding instrument?
The flute is a high instrument. It's called a soprano instrument, and it reeds off of the treble clef, like most of the other high instruments.
Will you please play us something on your flute?
That was an excerpt from the Scherzo of Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream.
That was great!
I love the piccolo. It's so cute and tiny. Would you play us something?
Was an excerpt from John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever.
Wow, it sounds so high. Why does it sound higher than the flute?
Well, it's because the piccolo is so much shorter than the flute. The longer the tube, the lower the instrument.
Oh, so since the piccolo is so small, that's why it sounds so high.
That's right.
Cool. So when you push the buttons down, why does the sound change?
Well, when I push down the buttons, which in this case are called keys, the tube gets longer and longer as I put my fingers down. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah. Cool. Are these the only kinds of flutes? Are there bigger ones?
There are bigger ones, Vincent. There's an alto flute, which is about 5 notes lower than this flute. There's a bass flute, which is a whole octave lower, and a contrabass flute, which is so big you have to stand up to play it. And that one is 2 octaves lower than this flute.
What's an octave?
Well, an octave is when I play the same note, but it's lower and lower or higher and higher. You want to hear?
Yes, please.
So here's my C. This is a higher one. Then lower. Then the lowest. Then the contrabass flute goes 2 lower than that.
Wow, that's really cool. What's the weirdest sound a flute can make?
Flute can make all sorts of weird sounds. You can beatbox on a flute. You can sing on a flute. You want to hear me sing and play at the same time?
Yeah.
Pretty, right?
I probably wouldn't use that for a lullaby.
I wouldn't either. I can also roll my R's, called flutter tonguing on the flute. Do you want to hear that one?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, sometimes they use it, usually to sound crazy.
Would you like to play our duet for Vincent?
Oh, I'd love to, Mischievous. You've been working so hard.
Mysterious, cool clarinet. We'll see you soon. Bye.
The flute is the best instrument in the orchestra because it's not. The piccolo is the best instrument because it's so tiny, but so loud.
Meet the Instruments is brought to you by the NERCS and Portland Columbia Symphony. Funded in part by the Otzen Foundation, On Point Community Credit Union, and the generous donors of Portland Columbia Symphony, created by Nicole Buetti. Starring Liberty Brolé, Mischievous, and me, Vincent. Original music composed by Nicole Buetti. To learn more, visit thenerks.com and pcsymphony.org. Copyright January 2021 goes to 11 Media. All rights reserved.
ICANN is a place for kids.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
K
KSLC-HD2, McMinnville 90.3,
and KQHR-HD2, The Dells, and Hood River 88.1.
You're listening to ICANN on HD2.
You're listening to Saturday Morning Cartoons right here on ICANN Radio. We're in the party bus. I'm Stephen.
I'm Sarah.
And we're going to pick up one of our good friends.
Yes, you know and love her. It's Elena, a singer, a trombonist.
And a composer.
And also All Classical Radio's Young Artist in Residence.
And is that her over there?
There she is. Hop in.
Hi, Sarah and Stephen. It's so good to be here.
We love having you.
The party bus just became a real party now that you're here.
Make sure to buckle up. Safety first.
Let's party.